Mambo Vipi, what's happening? My name is Anyiko Owoko and I am a lover of arts, culture and everything African. And here, we grant you front row access to your favorite celebrities, creators, the biggest personalities and industry experts. Come with me, you're now a VIP.
Yo, 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 welcome to my podcast. As you can tell, my energy is on another level this week because I'm hosting the coolest from this side of East Africa. When I tell you that this is the home of the coolest African stars and the brightest, I mean it. The Coco Master himself, hey, Barak Jacuzzi, is in the
more
building.
More juice, more juice, more juice. Let me get my chapstick out. Let me get my lip balm out.
First of all, Cocos. Ain't nobody else going to be calling themselves Coco Master if it's not D'Banj. It's just you. I'm like, how the hell do you call yourself Coco Master?
That's D'Banj. I got it from D'Banj. I saw him do it and I said, I like that. I need that. You know, so I had to sprinkle a little of his sauce. And I also love coconuts. Like, it's really a great, is it a fruit?
Yeah.
I love cocos.
First of all, how'd you pick D'Banj's name?
You know, it was really a mixture of D'Banj and like WizKid. And then I just like turned myself to Barak Jacuzzi, the Coco Master, the Pretty Rasta. And it's also a little bit of ASAP in there too, because Pretty Flaco, then I was like, Pretty Rasta, I like that. You know, so yeah. We just added it all in. It's like a melting pot of a whole lot of inspirations. But definitely, I have to give all the rights to D'Banj, the Coco Master. And when I met him, I was like, bro, I'm the Coco Master too. Like, I'm D'Banj. And it was a great interaction.
Oh, so, that's so dope. Yeah. So y'all made.
Yeah, Angela, shout out one of my best friends, Angela. It was at one of the events and we met backstage.
That's dope.
Yeah,
back then when he played at Karoga.
Karoga Fest.
I almost forgot about that. Mm-hmm. Such a legendary act.
BC, that's BC before Corona. That's Karoga BC before Corona. It was a different time. God.
Okay, so for everybody listening, this is the amazing Barak Jacuzzi.
Yes.
You know, it's such a pleasure for me to know you and to have seen you grow into yourself, because from the very first time we met, I remember you telling me, I'm going to do all these things. Mm-hmm, I'm going to record a song. I'm going to have my EP. Mm-hmm. And now you have the Juice Bar 1, mm-hmm, the Juice Bar 2, the Juice Bar 3.
Yeah,
Jacuzzi is a really dope rapper, individual, media personality, MC, all-round vibe curator, master, and driver.
Yes.
How do you describe yourself apart from the Coco Master Pretty Rasta?
I describe myself as an entertainer, vibe curator. Think I'm on to something, but I do events and I don't know what the word is, but I just always put it under the pot of entertainer, because I do a lot. I do radio, host events, I dabble in DJing now, do music, I act. I'm trying to get into comedy. Comedy is really what I'm really trying to conquer right now, but I'm doing a lot of script writing because I want to actually really get into movies, but I want to write my own because I got a lot of different stories that I really want to work. And I want to do TV shows, too. I'm really working on different TV shows that I can, like, get on actual TV. Not, like, just Netflix, but, of course, try to sell it to Netflix or some other. Yeah, so entertainment is what I do.
You know what I love about you? You're a real one, and you always show up. Mm. So this interview wasn't even supposed to happen. We just, like, literally bumped into each other over the weekend.
Yep.
And
over drinks.
I said, you know, pull up my G. And it was your birthday, even.
It was my birthday last night. We were in the club.
Pulled up.
I pulled up. I got you.
Yo, I appreciate that.
Tell me up.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
How does it feel to be a year older?
Oh, man, it feels great. I feel like I'm aging backwards. I look at a lot of my counterparts and my peers, and they look old, man. They look very tired. And they ask me, what do you do? What is the secret? And I'm like, tequila and a lot of long nights.
It's so funny because I say the exact opposite. I'm just like, I drink water.
No, I drink a lot of water, though. Water is the unsung hero.
But you also say tequila?
I do. I do drink a lot of tequila as well. I used to be a Long Island guy back in the day. Like, I used to drink Long Islands, and now I know. That's how I know I'm getting old, because I cannot drink Long Islands no more. Like, I used to be drinking 2-3 in the night, and that's my vibe. Now, a Long Island, I can't even order a Long Island. Now I got to have, like, a little shot of tequila, maybe some whiskey on the rocks.
It's funny you say that, because tequila is now kind of a thing in the Nairobi, like, club culture.
Yeah, it got cool. It became cool, you know. Once cool people start drinking, everybody want to drink tequila now. But now, I feel like tequila is like a party drink. Like, when I take a shot of tequila, it puts me in a nice little vibe. I'm drinking whiskey, it might make me act a little smoother, you know. I might be a little more calmer. Mm. But when I'm drinking tequila, I don't know, it gives me a little pep in my step. I don't know. Mm. When I'm drinking whiskey, I feel more grown. Like, I'll drink whiskey when I'm trying to, you know, have polite conversations, you know, amongst friends by a campfire or something like that. But if I'm in the club taking shots, baby, what's up? Tequila. Yeah. But that's me.
Interesting. Interesting. So I was asking you before the interview, and I was like, okay, let's talk about this inside the interview.
Yes.
What are your most successful singles?
My most successful singles, probably Less Dress. And they're not even that, like, they don't have that many plays on YouTube. Probably, like, all less than 100K, but they're my most successful singles. And, yeah, they get the job done. Like, my fans love them. But I have big collaborations. Like, you know, Cherokee Gang was, like, probably my first big collaboration with
Patrice
and Octo. And then I did Radio with Tinashe shortly after. That was pretty big.
Oh, that was super.
Yeah, that was big. That was her first song, and then it just went crazy. And then Cheche with Octo went big again. And that was like one of the first drill songs, I think, in Kenya ever before Brooklyn was doing it. We dropped Cheche. And I remember at the time, everybody was like, drill's dead. Like, it was crazy. And that was like 2 years before it even popped off. So yeah, Cheche was big. That's like the biggest ones for sure.
Friday Night with BN.
Friday Night. Yeah, Friday Night is doing great. And we got to do the video. I'm not letting that one go on, even if it's 2025.
Oh, so you've been hunting him down.
I've been hunting. You know, he's everywhere, man. He's so busy. And also, I've been busy. So, like, I can't lie. I've been all over the place as well. But we're going to definitely get it done. I can't wait to shoot that video.
That's dope.
I can't wait.
That's dope.
Yeah.
I feel like your music and your vibe represents Nairobi in many ways, especially when we talk about new Nairobi. Just what's happening, what's popping.
Yeah.
What's your experience like, you know, existing in the Nairobi industry? And a lot of other artists who are considered to be the pioneers of the new Nairobi sounds are people you know very closely, who are your friends, who've collaborated with them.
Yeah.
The likes of Boutros, Karun, you know, Chapman, BN himself. So you're literally, you know, inside the mix.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's because I came in 2015, 2016. So Kimbula had just finished. They still were like going to come back in the middle of that. So there was so much new times were happening. Like, even Saudi Soul wasn't at the level they were at yet. So it was so much new energy happening. Karun was starting her solo career. You know, Tayo was starting a group. So it was so much moving around. EA Wave was around. It's been a movie, actually. Like, I think about the days, like, back in the day before Corona BC, and I'm like, wow, life is crazy the way things move. Patrice, his evolution of music. I mean, when he started, the way he rapped in, to now the way the songs that he does. And me, I've always been like a sponge. Like, I always take a little bit of everybody's sauce and I add it to what I got going on. And, you know, I've just been having a lot of fun. Like, I've been just jumping around, trying out different things. You'll see me do some TV shows here. You'll see me do a little radio here. You'll see me drop a couple albums here. You'll see me working with this artist. You'll see me get into some rap beef here. You know, you'll see me get into some scandals here. Like, I've just been trying to figure it out, trying to, you know, find out how this Nairobi melting pot of creativity works. And me, I'm such a curious cat. I find myself into sometimes some great scenarios and sometimes not the best scenarios, not picture perfect scenarios. But I've had a blast and I've enjoyed watching everybody grow and have their ups, have their downs, find their lanes, try out different sounds. Some work, some don't. Some people stayed, some people didn't make it to this tier in this era of music and entertainment. Some people haven't really lived up to their expectations. Some people have surpassed expectations that we could have even imagined for them. So it's been an amazing journey. I'm a big believer of your time is your time. And, you know, when it'll happen, it'll happen. So for me, I just enjoy the journey. And I always figure, like, what I do now is going to get me to the next thing. So I'm always I'm a very big baby step guy. Like, I like little goals. Like, let's just get to tomorrow and something will happen. So I've enjoyed it. I've had a lot of fun.
So what works for you?
What works for me? I try everything. I really like to try everything. And something works, some things don't. Right now, I'm just really saying, let's just do it and not think about it. Because I used to have songs or have projects or have ideas and I just hold on to it. Like, it's not the right time, blah, blah, blah. Like, the Juice Bar 3 came out probably a year after it was finished. I just was like, oh, it's not the right time to drop it. But so now I'm all about just dropping it. Like, I like to do it, put it out, do it, put it out. And I really don't think too much about what I'm doing nowadays. I just do it and enjoy what happens from it. Even the bad receptions, if you put out a song or do something, like, I was on a podcast, I said some things And, you know, there was a little bit of bad reception, but it was incredible good reception.
What? It was the booty joint.
You know, people in the comments, they're really just trolls in the comments that just want to say, it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. Because y'all going to say I'm being gay for saying a situation of how I knew I wasn't gay. But people just want to hate. That's what they do.
No, but
that's their job.
What
I love it.
And this is what I love about you, because I said you're a real one because you're a real one. You know, you're not afraid to say, okay, this was my experience determining that I'm not gay.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're fine with that. And there's no problem.
Yeah. I didn't think it would be any type of problem. But and then, you know, when I see those type of comments, that's how I can know. I can see the insecurity in their own comments for sure. Like, you came to my page to tell me, hey, man, this I would never tell anyone. I can see that. I can tell. You probably should, by the way. You probably just need to speak to somebody. But I enjoy it. And actually, I like pushing people's buttons. Like, I love it. I really love it. I love it.
What would you say is the most requested thing from your fans? Like, when you meet them, when you interact, when you perform?
It's, you know, it's crazy. I don't know. Sometimes I meet my fans and I don't know how they know me. And because I think I've kind of turned into a public figure.
Like, there are people who know you for different things.
Yeah, like, I might be a socialite to some people. I might be their favorite rapper to some people. I might be a crush to some other people. I might be, you know,
a favorite voice on radio.
A radio personality to some people. I might be somebody that they don't like. I'm the guy that they don't like to some people. And that's how they know me. And so, I don't know. I'm just a character, I guess, you know, public property at this point. I be walking with my mom when we're at events sometimes, and I bring my mom. She's like, yo, it's hectic. Because she just hears, jacuzzi, it's just crazy sounds. Like, my sister and my mom, they're always like,
and they're just
freaked
like,
out.
So much noise.
They're freaked out, actually, when they with
but
me.
But that's like the normalcy for you.
It's too normal for me, but they get actually very freaked out because people
feel like
come with so many energies.
This is just who you are. This is your lifestyle.
Yeah, and they'll be like, do you know them? I'm like, nah, I don't know them. They're just some guys. You know, they got the vibe. And I love running into my fans, because if you're a fan of me, that's how I know you're a genius. Like, you can see the geniusness. I always tell any of my fans, I'm like, you a genius. You the GOAT. Because a lot of people, I feel they can't see my geniusness sometimes. I feel like sometimes I'm too ahead of my time, or they're just too stupid. And you know, not to be like me, but sometimes I feel like y'all too dumb to understand what I'm really dishing right now. Like, you got to go get the shovel and dig this. Like, it's some crazy stuff happening. And so when I run into my fans that are like dead Barrage Jacuzzi fans, I got so much love for them.
Yeah, I feel like you're also the kind of rapper who you either get Barack or you don't.
Yeah,
it's not for everyone.
Yeah,
you know,
it's not.
If you loved Barack, you love Barack. If you don't,
yeah, for sure. I'd love to read your comments
But we're Barack fans.
For sure. Thank you. We're also Aniko fans. Big time Aniko fans. Give it up for Aniko, by the way. You've been killing the game. God damn. Baby face with a new baby. It's going crazy. New hubby. It's going crazy. Syndication. It's going crazy.
Oh, my God.
Steve Harvey.
Freestyle on this shit over here right now.
I'm going crazy with the bars. I'm going crazy. I feel like life is about making moments. Otherwise, it's just kind of like a bland memory.
And I feel like the industry and the entertainment is also about making moments.
Yeah, of course.
Like, everyone is an artist. Everyone is rapping. Everyone is a publicist.
Yeah.
Everyone is performing.
Yeah.
So it's the moment.
Yeah.
And BN always used to tell me something like, you always have to be prepared for the moment or for the opportunity. Mm. You know, when you have that one shot, what do you do with 1 minute?
Mm-hmm.
It's that moment. It's what you say in that moment.
Yeah, but there's reasons there's not many BNs in the industry. And not by many, I mean, there's only him and Yashinsky that are at that level doing it at that consistency every day. There's not many others. And it's because it's not easy. And it takes a certain level of person, a certain design of human to get to that level. And that's why, sorry to say, but Nigerians work harder than us. They work harder than us. They just work harder. I'm not saying they're more talented.
Yeah.
They work harder than us, because in Nigeria, there's about a billion BNs.
Yeah.
On that level, on that scale, on that consistency,
yeah.
On that, you send the rider, you send the rates, on that rate card price, there's a billion of them in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
And in Kenya, it's 2-1. Yeah. Why? They work harder than us.
They do.
Because I promise you, if you send all of us Kenyans to Nigeria, we are not going to pop. We not. Because we're going to be going against all of them.
Are we too lax?
Why are we so calm? Like, I feel like we act spoiled. Like, we get an artist and then we be like, I don't know if we want to fuck with him or not. I don't know if we want to push him to the world. I feel like we're spoiled. Like, our fans are spoiled. Personally, That's what I feel. Because I feel like even
what do we need
even,
to do?
Even Saudi Soul, they didn't get love like that. They were out for like at least a decade almost before they took their shirts off, put some oil on their stomachs. And then everybody's like, yeah, I think I do like their music. Like, what do you mean? What about other stuff before we had our shirts off? Because we're spoiled.
Yeah.
We want to see something. Other places, you can be Ed Sheeran and have a guitar and you be the biggest artist. I dare Ed Sheeran to be Kenyan. He would not pop. He would not. Kenyans would be like, no, we're not. Unless the world took him over.
That but means saying, all Kenyan artists, they need to have different strategy,
no,
right?
It's true. It's true.
A we local have to be strategy hard. And an international or Pan-African strategy.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that it's our fans' fault. It's definitely our fault as artists because we have to rise to the occasion. We have to give the people what they want. I'm sorry that we have spoiled fans. That means we got to give them some real shit, some dope stuff. And that's just the way it is. That's why I mean, any international artist can come to Kenya and sell out because our fans, the fans in Kenya, they have high quality taste, like top tier. This is like a one-stop shop for any artist in the world. And I think there's almost any artist that's global can come to Kenya and have a 8,000-pack show.
It would be nice for Kenyans to get the same elsewhere.
It would.
And that means we have a lot of work to do.
We have to rise to the occasion.
Yeah.
We do. We do. So, do you have any gay stories?
I don't know. I don't think so.
You never thought you was gay? You know, girls always think they're gay all the time. No. Is it a trend or what?
I never thought I was gay, but I've definitely seen a lot of super attractive women who ticked my fancy.
Oh, yeah? By curious? You never tried anything?
No, not really.
Really?
I think I must have kissed someone, a girl.
Like, but like, you mean like happy birthday or it was like, ooh, you look cute.
Like
and you
happy
walked
birthday
the eyes.
Or just.
Nah, it's not like, you can't say happy birthday and y'all kiss. That's okay.
That's normal.
I kissed my mom on her birthday.
Yeah, yeah,
it
yeah.
wasn't like that. Like,
no,
y'all,
no.
It was
no.
never.
No.
Never, not once.
No.
Somewhere in Europe.
Not even.
Biza, pop the pill
not
to Biza
even,
or something.
Not even.
Damn, that's rare.
Not even.
That's
Is
rare.
It?
Most girls, maybe it's a generational thing. I don't know, because the young ones, they've all, you know, tried
it.
I don't know.
I think
I feel like it's very normal now.
I also think within my circles of, like, very close friends, I actually have no gay girls. All my gay friends, all of them are male. So I feel like I was maybe not also exposed to
do you think
gay girls or friends or lesbians.
Do you think it's trendy now? Do you think there's like an increase?
I don't think it's trendy and there's an increase. I just think that what
it's
has changed is,
So it seems like there's more, but it just couldn't be
Yeah. I think people are
absolutely
a little bit more tolerant. And if not tolerant, those who want to express themselves a bit more comfortable in doing that.
Yeah. I feel you. I'm shocked.
Why?
I just assumed.
Why?
I'm sorry. I just assumed that. I don't know. Shorties must have tried it.
I mean, I think all shorties have kissed a shorty. But that's just
but
basic and standard.
I'm glad dudes don't do that, man. I'm glad dudes can't get pregnant. Every dude would be pregnant if dudes could get pregnant. Imagine if dudes is in the club and is taking shots and it's like, I can't. And it's like, bitch. Or it's like, yes, I'm pregnant. Everybody would be, the clubs would be closed. Because nobody would be drinking. Every dude would be pregnant. Niggas would be pregnant. Niggas would be pregnant. I'm telling
right?
you.
Right?
If dudes could get pregnant,
this world...
the world would be double the population. I guarantee you. Sluts.
You would have been pregnant so many times yourself.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. I would have been a freaking balloon. That's so funny.
So what? Are you like...
we ain't trying to... What you mean? Girls think about that stuff. We just trying to bust one, enjoy it, let's go. Girls are like, no, I got to think about life and think about this and think about that. We not thinking about nothing. He's thinking about something. So dudes would get pregnant all the time, every day, every 9 months. Every 9 months, the world would be double the population.
Okay, so what's your like relationship status?
Mine?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in love with the game. I really love my music.
With a serious face.
No, I really do.
I was like, last time I checked, the game wasn't in the game.
Yo, the game is a special person.
Okay.
The game is who I give all my attention to. I put all the work in, all the twerk in. You know what I mean? I grab some dirt in and be like, life ain't how you plan it. I sit down and say, I can't stand it. Shit. Ring the alarms, but don't panic. Hey, I'm in love with the game.
I love that. I love that. One up for the game.
But I do want to get married one day and have kids and all that. Or maybe not get married, but have a baby mama. Like, I definitely want to have kids.
It's amazing.
I want to have kids bad. I have baby fever bad.
Why? Because you saw other babies and they were cute? Or
like,
why?
Everybody my age is having kids. And, like, my friends back home. You know, here, people can be in their 30s and, like, it's like you in your 20s. Like, people here just live a vida loca. Like, we really are living rock stars. Like, Las Vegas type styles. It's like, Nairobi's so toxic. I go back home to America. All my friends my age, even my boys that are my young bulls, they got kids, houses with lawnmowers, cutting the grass. I'm helping them cut the grass. The wife is bringing out lemonade. The baby's holding the baby. Everybody. And I don't know. I'm getting the bug. Even my friends now, you know, like, you have kids. Like, all my older friends have kids, too. Like, even my friends that are my age, some of my young boys here, they have kids. And I'm a family man, you know. As much as I'm in the club, I'll put some earmuffs on that baby. Let's go to work, boy. So, yeah, I want to have kids. But I don't know. It's complicated to have kids with girls. Not like that. Like, I ain't trying to have kids with no. What I'm saying is, once you have a kid with a woman, it gets complicated. It's not as easy as it is for the guy to have a child and still, you know, his life can still continue. But, you know, it comes with a lot of demands if you don't have the right plan set up.
Mm.
So that's tough. Trying to find
Don't worry. Them. Consider this an official announcement. All the ladies listening, this man is saying he wants to have babies with the right woman.
Yes.
You got to come correct. You know, you have to have the right vibes. You have to understand. He lives this lifestyle, so you can't be like, you can't go to the club and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. No. You can't do that. Yo, my stipulations, you got to understand, I'm going to be outside. That's my job. You got to go to your job, I got to go to my job. So don't be trying to tell me how to do my job. I ain't telling you how to do your job. Two, I go to the club with you on special occasions, okay? I go to the club, that's my job. So do you go to work with your girl? No. Do you go to work with your husband? No. So if you come with me to work, which is the club, it's going to be special occasions, you know, days, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Big, you know, celebrations, stuff like that. Let's say I'll give you 23 times a year, okay? So, boom. Three, if you go out, let it be low-key. Like, go do, you know, brunch, maybe with the girls, you know what I'm saying? None of that late night over benders and stuff. None of that. Let's cut that out. And if you do, I'll give you once. Like, okay, once a month. I'll give you once a month. If you go out 3-4 times a month, I'll give you one time can be a bender. One time.
Okay.
The other times got to be going to get your shit. Handle that. Enjoy. Drink drinks. Oh, I love you. Yes. Go home.
Really?
I said you get one bender a month. That's very lenient. There's a lot of people that are very, like, toxic. I'm on you.
What?
Calling you.
Why should your woman have just one night out and you're out every night?
I didn't say one night. I said bender.
Oh,
a bender.
But you have more benders.
Yeah. I'm in somebody's kitchen talking business with some guy. What business are you talking in a kitchen with some guy? Tell me. I'd love to hear it.
Oh, my God.
And that's
this
all
I'm
saying.
This is so controlling.
It's not really controlling.
You're already controlling your future.
I said you got one bender. That is a great deal.
No.
Are you serious?
No.
How many benders?
She can have as many benders as she wants. Because you have as many benders as you want.
Nah, but you don't need to be on a bender, though.
Maybe she feels like she needs to be, or she wants to.
She don't need to be on a bender.
What if she feels like she needs to?
She don't need to be on a bender.
That means
you're going to make one
her
bender
not
this year?
Have benders if she wants to have benders.
I'm not saying you can't have benders. I'm saying you doing, like, well, how many benders? Like, let's say, like, 4 a month?
Whatever she wants to do.
Nah. I like my shorties with a minimum once a month bender.
You,
like,
can't
that's
put
me.
A cap on your girl.
Like, that's not a cap. That's just a preference of what I would like. What's wrong with going out? I'm not saying you can't go out. She can go out. Why you got to be on a bender? Like, do you know the types of people that go on benders? Shit people. Like, no offense, but what the fuck are you doing a bender?
Fair enough. So if she's on benders, she should probably be with you.
Yeah, if that's the case, but probably not. Like, let's not do that.
You also want to go to benders without her.
I'm with the boys. Like, even with the boys, we you know, we on a bender. That's different. I feel like the double standard for men and women, everybody gets their perks. Some people come in here and try to kill us. I'm not going to look at you and be like, you got this or me. I'm going crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to protect us because I'm a man. But that means you can't be going on so many benders. Like, that's crazy. How many benders? Like,
never.
Yeah? Would you like your man to go on benders? But you wouldn't mind.
I wouldn't mind.
The double step. But now, would he reciprocate the same energy if you wanted to? I don't think he'd feel the same way. Just keep it at a buck.
Mm.
Thank goodness that it's not a hypothetical, you know. But if it was, done. You go ask him. If I wanted to just be out for 3 days at a time, how many times a month could I do
but
that?
But how would I even be doing benders at this age? I don't even have the time.
Exactly. That's why, and I'm trying to find a shorty like you. She can't be having benders. I need somebody. I'm trying to procreate. Yeah, she can't be going on benders.
Yeah, so it also means it's about looking for the person with the kind of lifestyle that you would like, right?
Yes, yes.
I go on benders, but I would like someone who doesn't go on benders. And I actually encourage people to look for opposites.
Yes.
Because when you find someone who does exactly what you do,
yes,
there's always kind of like a clash.
I pretty much described an opposite person to me.
You could have just said that, man. I just didn't understand it that way.
Wow. Now, you just wanted to come over here and say, girl's right. How she wants to do this. It's her body, her choice. What? Ridiculous.
Thank you for coming to VIP Access.
Thanks, me too.
Thank you for always just being you. You know, we bumped into each other the other night. It was just amazing.
Yo, you didn't know where the bar was at your own event. Like, did you not see the setup?
I'm so bad.
That's so
I'm
crazy.
I'm so bad. And I really needed the alcohol.
That's so crazy.
But you're like, you're working here. You
went
have a crew pass.
To the wrong bar. They didn't go to the wrong direction. I'm like, the bar is that way. And they go. But
obviously, you know.
Of course,
where
I know
the
where the bar
is.
Yes, yes. That's a good one.
Yeah,
you got
juice
me there.
Bar.
You got me there. Ooh. Wow. Oh, look at those bars.
Thank you for coming to VIP Access.
I had a ball. Thank you.
It was so amazing. Anything else you want to say, by the way?
Catch me on your local countertop, bar stool, couch, VIP entrance, telling the bouncer I told you I was already in earlier. But no, I'm outside, man. Bro, Jacuzzi, I'm having a good time, having a great time. And yeah, man, it's a great year, man. 2024, there's so much in store, man. I'm really excited to make more juice.
I am excited.
So be on the lookout.
I am excited. Ladies and gentlemen, that's my dopest friend, rapper, personality, MC, vibe curator, bar jacuzzi,
Pretty
Rasta, coming straight to y'all from Nairobi, Kenya.
Cupid's
Coco Master. Peace.
VIP Access Season 4 is proudly supported by the Australian High Commission.